He pointed to a row of abbreviations.
All this means is the extent of the scan. This machine didn't have any reference, so it asked the fleet beam. Nothing there either. Had to go all the way to Earth, to the Bibliothèque in Geneva.
Holly, I sighed, not bothering to hide my lack of interest. Where did it come from? He looked at me.
Oh, Golden.
Golden? I cried, surprised.
Yes, it's part of the coronation ceremony for Guardian, but not just any Guardian. You know they have about 20, but for the first Guardian, the Guardian of Gold, it says here.
The boss, you mean? Holly laughed.
Boss is a way of describing the most powerful monarch of the richest and most influential planet in manned space. The first Guardian is Golden.
He smiled, shook his head at me.
Boss, indeed.
I shrugged. Anything else?
Yes, as a matter of fact. It's a secret.
But it was in the computer. Holly frowned.
In a way it was. You see, we asked what it meant. If we had asked what it was, we'd have gotten nothing.
I didn't get it. Then why have it in there at all?
History. The Bibliothèque is where everything is kept from all the planets that they want to last forever.
He grinned wryly.
Once this colonizing phase has exhausted itself.
I was wondering how much I liked this new sarcastic Holly when Lya breezed briskly into the room, her arms full of coils. She sat down across the table from us and began inserting various coils into various slots. She made the panel appear at that end, and, with it, several screens rise into position. She looked very determined today. Not as if she had solved anything yet, but as if she was damn well going to before anybody took another step. I lit a cigarette and waited for her to finish her preparations. Holly went to some trouble to appear calmly attentive, but he was just as impatient as I was. At last she was done. She came around to our side, transferred control to the other panel before her, and began to lecture. Holly winced a little when he heard that tone in her voice. He glanced at me, his face expressionless, but his meaning clear. Uh-oh, the cold, dispassionate scientist is back. I kept my face equally blank, but I was wincing too. Not so much at his coldness, but at the price of it. In fact, the price of the whole scene was getting awfully high. No more young genius worshipping the great Jack Crow, which was no loss, but no more sweet Holly melding warmly with his exquisite Lya either, and that was going to be missed. I glanced at the suit, back to the two of them, already debating.
Notice first these three frequencies representing stress, said Lya, pointing to the largest screen. The figure for stress is found by correlating. Yes, yes, I see it.
Holly didn't quite snap.
It's a three. Low. Particularly since this was recorded during battle.
Holly blinked.
Huh? It can't be.
She shrugged, turned the panel toward him to have him see for himself. He did. He checked her figures in her specialty. If she was angry, she didn't show it. Holly sat back when he was done.
Your equipment must be faulty.
Lya's eyebrows lifted. Her equipment, indeed. But all she did was key another screen and say,
Not necessarily. This is the Alpha series for the same period.